Welcome to the WDKX podcast. I'm your host, Jasmine, and I'm here with Josh. Josh, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
My name is Josh Pettinger. I teach over at Imagine U Media Center at Rochester Public Library. It's the downtown studios down there. And I also run Wicked Squid Studios.
Oh my God, Wicked Squid Studios. I love that name. That's so cool. So who do you have with you today?
Well, we've got Ezekiel Waddell and Latoris Thomas today. Okay. A couple of our students down at the program at the library, and they're going to talk to you today about the new album that we have coming out this year, and I'll let you guys do the rest.
All right, guys, so tell me a little bit about yourselves.
As Josh Pettinger said, I am Ezekiel Waddell, but I also go by Zeke Nova. I am one of the artists on the compilation CD that we are doing for the Imagine U Library.
Nice. So what about you?
I am Latoris Thomas, just Latoris. I am a singer that is also going to be featured on the album.
So what is the name of this album?
It is called L'Avenir.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yes, it's L'Avenir. It's the future in French.
Oh, so you got some other languages going on here. So what is this album about?
Well, there are various artists on the album, so everybody is basically giving off their own message. I know with me, I'm giving off the vibe of like, let's see, more of like heartbreak than anything, but in a more of a like R&B way, that's what I'm aiming for.
So this is all original music you're talking about?
Yeah, everything is original. It's a work in progress. Hopefully it'll be 10.
So do you all have a release date set already?
Yes. Oh. The release date, which is also going to be our release date party also, is going to be, yes, come June 28th at the public library downtown.
Okay, so this is June 28th at the Central Public Library downtown. And what time is this happening?
We were thinking 4 to 6.
4 to 6, so the time?
Thinking probably play the album and most likely do some live performances also.
So this is just showcasing all the things you guys have been working so hard for. How long has this been in the making, this album?
So we started, I believe, October, beginning of October. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So, and this is actually our second album that we've done.
Okay, so you all have done this before. So then, Zeke, does that make you a rapper or a singer? What's your talent?
I rap / sing.
And Latoris, how about you?
Only sing.
Only sing. Okay. So what were some things that inspired you to when you were making this album?
I was inspired by just watching a bunch of movies and just going outside, being in nature, and then looking things that's all around. That's what really inspired me to write out one of my songs.
For me, let's see, I have a lot that goes on in my life personally, but I take from what I have experienced and then take from what my friends have experienced, because everybody come to me about a lot of stuff. But yeah, I took their experiences and I wrote it into a song. And a lot of people can relate to it, so that's good.
Yeah, that is good. So if I wanted to join the Imagine U program, how do I sign up for it?
So the way that you do that is you come down to the public library. You can come up to the second floor where the teen center is. So our little studio is located in the Imagine U Media Lab. So kind of when you walk up there, you have the larger teen center to the right-hand side there. That's where all the games and the hangout stuff is. And then if you kind of walk past that, there's this room with a green screen and all kinds of computers, and the studio is kind of hidden away in that room. So you pretty much can just come down and chit-chat with whoever's there. I'm not in there every day. I'm kind of on call for the album specifically. But you talk to Dennis or John or Lydia or anybody that's down there, Jeff, and they can put you in touch with me. This year, I think we're pretty full up with students, but we're going to be doing the program again next year.
Okay.
It's kind of a growing thing, and we're slowly starting to get some funding to move things forward with build out for the studio that's already there to kind of improve it and stuff like that.
Very
so,
nice.
And it's open currently. The youngest student that we have is 13.
Oh, wow.
So it's 13, and we're kind of expanding it into early 20s right now. So
what is the process of teaching these kids how to use the studio?
Well, it's a very technical kind of thing, right, guys? Like learning beat production and even recording. Takes a lot of hours to get good at, so we encourage people to come through. We also have a studio certification program that we usually hold on the second Saturday of each month. It's a two-hour class, and anybody can really come down and take it, and it's an opportunity to learn how to use the equipment. And then once you pass the class, then you have kind of untethered access to the studio, which is pretty cool.
Okay, so I'm kind of an artist myself. You know, I did dance in high school, and I know those classes can get really expensive. Arts is not cheap. And, you know, there's a lot of families within our community that probably have really talented children that would love to be a part of these types of programs, but they just can't afford it. And this sounds amazing. What does this program run me? Is it expensive?
No, it is free to students. The library sponsors it. And we also, like, you know, with our high school students where we do the album thing, we'll come back to my studio for some stuff. Like the mixing, you guys have come back to the shop a couple times now for mixing stuff, and we'll kind of do that whole thing.
Okay, my friends. So, again, we have Zeke Latouris and their teacher, Josh, from the Imagine You program held down at the Central Public Library downtown. And again, this is for their album release party, which is going to be on June 28th, Summertime Vibes, right down at that Central Public Library downtown. Time to be determined, but we're thinking maybe 4 to 6, so definitely come and support them. And I think it's only fair if we give them a little taste of what they might be hearing. You guys wanna give me a little a cappella?
Lately we've been so distant. I don't even know what you've been feeling, but I know not having you around is slowly but surely killing me softly. And baby, yeah, you don't understand the things that I do when you're not around.
Oh my God, that was so great. I can't believe it. There is so much talent in Rochester. I can't believe I missed your first album.
If people want to catch the first album, it's up on Spotify, iTunes, all that. You have to search Rochester Public Library, all one word, and you'll find it. So the first album was called... Yep, the first album was called Famous. So.
Famous. Wow, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining me and telling me your story and giving me all this useful information about this wonderful things that are going on in our city. I can't wait to hear the album and meet you guys at this release party, which again is going to be June 28th at the Rochester Public Library, the Central Public Library right downtown, possibly 4 to 6. Stay tuned for more information about that. And again, I can't wait to hear what you guys are going to come up with. This is Jasmine with the WDKX podcast signing off.